With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is not the first time they've pulled this stunt. Texas House Democrats have fled the state in order to prevent Republicans from voting on a congressional redistricting plan. Governor Greg Abbott says the Dems are derelict in their duties, and if they don't return by a deadline he set for later today, they'll face removal from office. This week, President Trump plans to announce a new head for the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Unhappy with the recent jobs numbers, the president fired the BLS commissioner last week, and he told reporters he'll name a replacement soon.
We'll be announcing a new statistician sometime over the next 3-4 days. We had no confidence. I mean, the numbers were ridiculous, what she announced.
The president accused the former jobs statistician of faking jobs numbers, calling it a scam without providing any evidence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Montana manhunt goes on. State Attorney General Austin Knutson says they're searching for a suspect in last week's fatal shooting of 4 people in a bar in Anaconda, Montana.
By all indications, this is an unstable individual who walked in and murdered 4 people in cold blood for no reason whatsoever. So there absolutely is concern for the public. Again, I'm going to stress, we believe this is an armed and extremely dangerous individual.
The subject of the search, 45-year-old Michael Brown. 28-year-old Austin Drummond remains on the loose in Tennessee. He's wanted for the murder of 4 members of one family. The 4 victims were relatives of an infant who was found alive and well strapped in a car seat that had been left in someone's yard. 3,200 Boeing workers, machinists who build fighter jets, walked off the job after rejecting a proposed 4-year contract. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 273 points higher. This is SRN News. A lot of pastors are having problems.
According to a new Lifeway research poll, 65% of evangelical Protestant clergymen say they feel that they must be on call 24 hours a day for members of their congregations. 63% of mainline Protestant leaders agree, and amongst black Protestant pastors, 76% say this is so. The Lifeway study also reveals that between 20 and 25% of clergymen say their congregations have unrealistic expectations of them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The liberal mayor of Hungary's capital has been questioned by police over accusations of helping organize a gay pride parade, one of several LGBT displays that the government has banned. The Pride March in Budapest in June was the largest event of its kind in the country's history, according to the organizers. While the event was illegal, Hungarian authorities say they will not press charges against attendees, but they do plan to seek out the organizers of the event. This is SRN News. Newly released poll gauges how Democrats and Republicans feel about their respective political parties, and it's not especially encouraging news for either party.
About 15% of Democrats surveyed by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research describe their party as weak or apathetic, and another 10% say the Democratic Party is ineffective or disorganized. Democrats and Republicans were asked in July to share the first word or phrase that came to mind when they thought of their own party. Overall, people held a dim view of both parties, with 43% viewing the Republican Party negatively, compared to 39% seeing the Democratic Party negatively. But Republicans were about twice as likely as Democrats to describe their own party positively, with 4 in 10 Republicans using words like patriotic or hardworking. Donna Water, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.